Hi everyone, this is James and Dan. We are two-fourths of the hit UK podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right, every week we sit down behind some microphones and share with each other the best things we've found out over the last 7 days.
Yes, so for instance, Dan, did you know that you cannot tie a knot in four dimensions?
I knew that's where I was going wrong. Interesting.
There are all sorts of reasons why, but we would go into them all on our podcast, along with loads of extra facts as well.
That's right. And if you want to check it out, No Such Thing as a Fish is available wherever you get your podcasts.
This is The Bird Show.
I've never been a gun person. I never liked guns. I have always been kind of scared of them, to be honest with you. I didn't grow up around them. And so I've always been frightened of them. And always my opinion on guns was always pretty negative and, you know, pretty opinionated when it came to people with children having them in the house and all these other kinds of things. But something happened to me over Christmas holiday that really changed my mind. I actually shot a gun for the very first time over the Christmas holidays. I was with a bunch of friends and we were at a river house in North Florida, right on the Chipola River. And they've got like this big, huge property, lots of acreage out there. And they've got all kinds of hunting stuff going on out there. So they do like quail hunts and duck hunts and deer hunts and all this stuff on this property where we were staying. So I went out there with some friends and actually one of my best friend's husbands was like, have you ever shot a gun before? And I was like, no. And he's like, come on, let's go. So we went out and it was just the clay pigeons. I don't think I could shoot anything that was like actually alive, but I shot a .22 and a shotgun and I loved it.
Did you?
Really? I loved it. I couldn't believe it.
Did it kick as much as I'm assuming it kicks like a jacks up your shoulder and all that? Or is
well,
this,
a 22 is like a little bit above a BB gun. Okay. So that one, no, not at all.
Is that a handgun or is that a rifle?
It's like a long rifle. I know nothing shotgun. About
so
it.
So when you say you shot a 22, you use 22 rifle.
Rifle.
Not a handgun. Okay.
And then the other one was a shotgun, like long one, rifle. And that one definitely had some kickback.
Really?
And I think he took a lot of pleasure in giving me that one. He's like, yeah, just try this one. And I said, well, is this one going to be any different? He's like, nah, not much different.
Oh,
and then when I came back, I was like screaming all kinds of words I can't say on the radio. He had a good laugh on
were
that.
Were you able to hit anything? Like when they were firing off the
pigeon things? Yes, I actually got pretty good at the targets after
That's
a little
cool.
while.
Awesome.
Yeah, after a few rounds, I was like reloading it myself. The guys were bored with it and done, like ready to go back. They're like, yeah, let's go drink beer. I'm like, come on, one more. Give me another round.
That's awesome.
So it was weird. It like tapped into some sort of like something and I loved it. So now I want to like go back and shoot more. And I feel like my, you know, my opinions on guns are like completely changing after that one experience.
Now you were raised with guns,
yeah.
weren't you?
Yeah. I mean, my father, my brother had racks of rifles in the house and yeah, they hunted and I learned how to shoot a gun, a bow and arrow and all that stuff in elementary school. And yeah, I was raised with gun safety, is, you know, because that's my biggest argument is gun safety. But yeah, so I am totally comfortable with guns. Katie, Joe and I have a gun in the house. So, I mean, we're totally comfortable with guns.
See, that still scares me.
That
would still scare me to have one in my house.
I'd be nervous if I was Katie Jo because you get heated sometimes.
Have you seen Katie Jo?
That is true.
I've met my match.
That's a valid point.
Have you ever shot a gun, Wendy?
I've never shot a gun. I'm too scared of guns, but I grew up with guns. My dad's a hunter. There's always rifles in the house. He was in the military. So I grew up around guns. I just don't like guns. I don't even want to be in the same room
but
as
see,
guns.
But see, that's what I thought. That's exactly what I thought until I had one in my hand. And when I first shot it, I was like, oh, wait a second. This is kind of cool. And then when I hit the first target and that clay pigeon blew up, I was like, oh, this is awesome.
I'm petrified.
Because many people, guns is a sport. Like everybody associates guns with crime.
With crime and
but
violence,
but the majority
yeah.
of people use guns for sport.
For hunting
yeah.
or
Stacey is so anti.
Shooting.
I'd love to have a gun in the house, but Stacey is so anti, like she won't let the kids play any kind of video games that have guns.
Fake guns.
She won't allow them to have toy guns in the house. When we were on the Disney cruise, seriously, Captain Hook gave Hayden a gun in his hand to take a picture with, and you could see the fear on Hayden's face because he knows he's not supposed to have his hands on a gun. That's how hardcore she is about it.
Wow. Has she ever shot a gun?
I don't think she has. Which surprises me. I mean, because she's living like the middle of Pennsylvania where that kind of thing's, you know, it's pretty common.
People shoot other people all the time.
I was scared of them. I was terrified of it. But after that experience, and I mean, it was like one afternoon for maybe an hour, hour and a half we were out there. And I mean, I was like, it totally changed my world around. And that whole world, I want to like learn more. I want to go to a shooting range here. And just like to be able to learn about it and be more educated about it. And I think that's why, Melissa, you're not scared of it, because you've been around them. You've had your hands on them.
But I understand the danger of them,
the danger and the safety and, you know, what you need to do to be safe around them and all that kind of stuff. I think the more you know about anything, the less you fear it.
A gun is an extension of a person. So if that person is into sporting or that person is into crime, the gun is going to be used for that purpose.
Right.
The gun itself in your closet or on a rack or on the table or whatever is not going to all of a sudden come to life and do something on its own. You know what I mean?
Here's Amber. Good morning, Amber. You're on
Q100. Hey, how are y'all? Jeff, I'm glad you're back.
Thank you.
I was calling to let y'all know that I think when a woman shoots a gun, she feels empowered. And then lots of times, because I was the same way Jen was and Wendy for a long time, and I'm divorced now, but when I used to go to the cabin and not hunt with my husband, but at the time, he let me shoot the gun, and it was awesome. I was like, Jim, I was like, oh, my God, this is just killer. And I was actually a better shot than he was.
Yeah.
So I've never shot a gun. It's just like, I think it's just something with empowerment. You can do something that a man does, and you can do it as well as they are, if not better. So I think it's awesome. So, Jim, I understand exactly. I mean, I don't go out and shoot a gun all the time, but it is awesome.
Yeah,
so,
I'm definitely going to go to a shooting range here and learn more about it and that kind of thing. It blew my mind because I was so afraid. Like, that first shot that I took, I was so scared of it. I had to, like, put it down, and, like, I was, like, shaking my hands. I was like, okay, I can do this. I can do this. I can do this. And thank goodness, it was, like, my best friend's husband that was there was, like, just do it. I'm like, okay, I can do this.
Hey, Jason, good morning. You are on Q100.
Hi. Yeah, I think a whole lot of people that have never shot guns or have never been around guns are just very scared because they don't know that, you know, gun safety comes along with having guns. It's not just going out and buying a gun. It's knowing how to be safe with a gun and then using that knowledge to be someone that can teach others how to be safe with guns and then go out and use it effectively.
Well, I've been around guns, and I'm still freaked out even being around guns now. Like, I don't even want to be in the same room as a gun. I don't want to have to see a gun. I don't want to touch a gun. So I grew up with guns are in the household, and I'm still afraid.
Really?
Yeah. I think it would change if you actually fired one.
Yeah, I don't know if I don't even know if I could be in a shooting range.
Come on.
I wish I could remember the name of that place, because those guys were great. Remember I did it live on the air?
Because
I had never fired a gun up until a couple years ago, and those were handguns.
And that's what I want to shoot next.
Yeah, I'll try to find it, because I have a gift certificate. Phil Tarana actually gave me, because he went with me, remember?
Uh-huh.
And he was like, he saw how much I loved it. So he gave me a gift certificate that I still have kicking around the house somewhere. So I'm going to find that. It was up in Marietta, right off Cobb Parkway, like in a strip mall almost.
Really?
But the shooting range was like underground, you know, and you shoot in it.
I have a feeling in Georgia there's a lot of shooting ranges.
There's a few options, I'm guessing.
Frankly, I am glad you didn't have access to a gun the last couple of weeks.
Well, if I go, Wendy, would you come with me?
Maybe. I'm really petrified. Like, somebody had one literally in their car and they had a license for it. I had to get out of the car.
That's how Stacy is.
If Katie and I and Jen take you to a shooting range, would you go?
Maybe.
I'll go.
I'd shake the entire time, but I'll go.
Because I would just be interested to see that after you have one in your own hand, you actually shoot it yourself, if your opinion doesn't change, you know?
You may turn into Rambo, because you got that in you.
She's going to come in with her
sleep deprived than any of
knife
us.
Knife in the mouth.
It's the Burt Show.
Hi, everyone. This is James and Dan. We are two-fourths of the hit UK podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. Every week, we sit down behind some microphones and share with each other the best things we've found out over the last 7 days.
Yes. So, for instance, Dan, did you know that you cannot tie a knot in four dimensions?
I knew that's where I was going wrong. Interesting.
There are all sorts of reasons why, but we would go into them all on our podcast, along with loads of extra facts as well.
That's right. And if you want to check it out, No Such Thing as a Fish is available wherever you get your podcasts.